This is Northwest News from KPLU. Should Seattle school district leaders have a say in what charter schools open in the city? Some school board members believe they may soon have little choice but to say yes. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes walks through the pros and cons of becoming a charter school authorizer.
Charter schools are publicly funded schools run by nonprofits. To start up, they need the blessing of an authorizer. Authorizers review applications to open charter schools and oversee them once they do. Other than the state, only local school districts can become authorizers, and so far, only Spokane Public Schools has done so. Even though charters technically compete with Spokane for student enrollment and for funding, spokesman Kevin Morrison says district leaders felt they should be influencing what kind of charters would open.
It's much better to be able to review the partnerships that you have, and to review the applicants that you have, and then to maintain a positive working relationship with those schools.
Spokane doesn't have sole control. The state's Charter Commission can still authorize schools there, which at a recent work session left Seattle school board member Sharon Peasley wondering, what's the point?
Let it be their responsibility. We're not going to have a whole lot of control anyway. We're not going to be able to say no.
Board President Sherry Carr says Seattle isn't ready to become an authorizer yet, but
eventually, probably sooner than later, we do need to consider becoming an authorizer.
Because charter schools will impact Seattle whether the district is an authorizer or not. And Carr says she'd rather get a say in that process, even if it isn't the only say. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.